Did you get that? I'm so confused.
Also, ich verstehe nur Bahnhof.
You only understand train station? It's all Greek to me.
Understanding Train Station. Living Between Cultures with Josh and Phelan.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode. If you're watching on the YouTube version right now, you're probably thinking, I recognize these outfits because we didn't plan far enough in advance in the sense that we decided to wear other outfits.
Yeah.
If you've heard the dialect episode, this is the same day. So
for us,
it's us again.
Not
yes,
for you.
Exactly. For you, it's different, but for us, it's the same day.
Yeah. So I really hope that my my speech skills, my language skills have improved a little bit throughout the last episode because like I am just a little bit tired. But I really hope that I can speak a little bit better now because in this episode, we're really gehen ans Eingemachte jetzt. I don't know how to translate that. Really like touching a more difficult and deep topic today
yes.
that we've had on our list for a while. And we thought now is maybe a good time to finally do it because in the last few weeks and couple months, we didn't really feel like talking about anything super serious.
Heavy.
But now that we already did like kind of a lighthearted episode and we're both going to Oktoberfest later, we felt like maybe let's mix in some heavy in between.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's not going to be that heavy. Our podcasts,
no.
I feel like, are never that heavy. But yeah, we decided it makes sense for us to finally do something a little bit more deep. I think deep might be the better
word. Yes. And the topic, as you can tell in the title probably, is going to be patriotism, which, of course, is a huge topic. And there's a lot to say about it. But we are actually trying to keep this short today
yes.
because the last few episodes were all really long. Also, we're both tired and we both have to go to Oktoberfest. So we thought maybe this is actually good that we're
yeah.
doing this on a time limit so that we just really keep it short to the point, and then you guys can discuss the rest in the comments below, because I know that there is a lot of personal experience,
mm-hmm.
a lot of personal opinions on this topic, and we're not going to be able to cover everything, but we're just going to talk a little bit about our main perceptions and experiences
yeah.
when it comes to patriotism in the US versus Germany, because I think that's something that everyone knows. There's a huge difference
yeah.
there. It's a very different topic.
I think, too, we were saying that it's kind of a deeper or heavier topic. And I feel like there are quite a few Americans who are probably like, why is that heavy or deep?
Right.
So it's already interesting in the way that we're talking about it now that you can see the difference between the German perspective and
yep.
the general American perspective, I
yep.
would say. Of course, there's a large community in the U.S. that sees patriotism as something a little bit more critical, but we'll get into that a little bit more
yeah. I mean,
throughout the episode.
When you look at it like in a more political light, then of course it can get deep kind
yeah.
of quickly, and like politics are always deep and difficult. But before we jump into that, of course, this episode is sponsored by Lingoda, our amazing sponsor, that have their sprint challenge going on, either the super sprint or the regular sprint, where you can learn a language or improve your language skills within only 2 months and really get it to that next level. Get yourself speaking. They have group classes where you're really like only with a maximum of 4 other people. It's usually a maximum of 5 people total. But they also have one-on-one classes. So like
yeah.
either two of those options are great to really get speaking. And like the teacher is going to make you speak. They usually go like through the round, I think.
Yeah.
Like, and
there's no hiding in these classes.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. And then you're going to be able to hear the language from native speakers too, from all over the world. There's different English
mm-hmm.
accents and different English native speakers from the different countries. But same for German as well.
Exactly. And if you're interested, they have multiple languages that they offer, not just English and German, but they also
yeah.
have Spanish, French, and business English. If you're interested in improving your business English or your English in business settings, it's also a great opportunity to
yeah.
take advantage of that and get to that next level. One great thing about Lingoda is how flexible they are too. So no matter where you are in the world, you're going to find classes at your time.
Yeah.
There are teachers all over. So it's a great way for you to improve your language learning journey, really take some dedicated time. And make it work for you.
Yeah, you can customize your curriculum, basically. You can pick different topics. You can also jump between different language levels. If you feel like in this grammar topic, I'm kind of like, I never really got that. I kind of missed that. I have to go back to like level one. Then you can do that. But if on a different grammar topic or vocabulary, you feel much more advanced, you can just take a more advanced class. So like you can really customize it to your own needs. And I think you probably know how the sprint challenge works if you listen to our podcast, but I'll just explain it again. If you do the regular sprint, you take 15 classes a month for 2 months. And then if you follow through with all of those, you actually get the chance to receive a 50% cashback. So meaning you have to follow certain requirements and then you can actually get half of your money back if you follow through with that. So that's a great extra motivation. Yeah. And then if you do the super sprint, which is 30 classes a month for 2 months, then you can actually get 100% of your money back. So 100% cashback. So that's, I mean, I don't even...
Learning a language for free, basically.
Standing for itself, yeah. Self-explanatory why that's awesome. And when you sign up for the classes, you usually have to put down a deposit to just like save your spot in the class. And you can actually save money on that as well with our code UTS2022. So UTS2022. And with that, you can save 20 euros or 25 US dollars on your deposit. And you can just click that link in the info box below on YouTube or in the show notes and sign up for the Lingoda Sprint.
And with that, let's get going on patriotism.
USA, USA.
Let's talk about the basics first. Like, why? We just said there's obviously a huge difference between the two countries, but why is that, Josh?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. I said it's obvious, but
yeah,
for a lot of people...
Yeah, I said that too, but yeah. I'm sure maybe some people are like, wait, what are you talking about?
So from the American perspective, I would say that patriotism is something that's seen in a positive light, and that's something that is part of everyday life. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the US, we have flags everywhere. Yes. You have the... I mean, we learn the national anthem in school, and oftentimes we sing it in school at least once a week. We have the Pledge of Allegiance that we say. Like, all of these things are baked into the culture and daily life and your upbringing. Those things seem so normal. And then when you move to Germany as an American, you're like, oh, wait, it's very different here. Maybe you can give some impressions as far as Germany is concerned, but for me, it's like... people aren't necessarily as quick to say that they're proud to be German, whereas mm-hmm. Americans are more likely to say that they're proud to be American. Germans yeah. tend to not like to use the word proud. They're happy to be German. They like the country that they grew up in. It's safe. It's rich or well off as far as money is concerned and relatively yeah. stable, but they don't necessarily like to use the word proud to describe their feelings towards their country of birth. Mm-hmm. So there are those general differences as far as the way that culture brings patriotism into the discourse, that I would say that in the U.S. it's seen in much more of a positive light, patriotism, than it is necessarily in Germany.
Yeah, and not just a positive light. I think it's also just much more common. As yeah. you just said, it's like, if you're not patriotic, like, then it's kind of like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you?
Yeah.
Whereas in Germany, it's more like some people are patriotic, but in a lot of cases, and I'll get into that in a little bit, it can go more in a negative direction. Mm-hmm. When someone is patriotic, it can mean something more like they're very extreme politically, mm-hmm. or like, you know, that they're even like Nazis, maybe still like neo-Nazis or something like that, which obviously is a thing. But before we get it more into what it's like in Germany, I would like to follow up.
Yeah.
I know what the Pledge of Allegiance is, but I'm sure many German listeners don't. So what is that exactly?
Yeah, essentially, I mean, it is basically what it says. So a pledge meaning like a commitment that you're giving mm-hmm. of allegiance or being, I don't know, how do you say allegiance in German?
I don't even know. It's like, like an Allianz, but it's not an Allianz. It's
Loyalität. I'm pledging my allegiance means like I'm giving my all to this cause. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's essentially, I can tell you what it is. It's the text is, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that's something that I'm pretty sure in elementary school, we said every day. Mm-hmm. And even in high school, you have, they have the morning announcements over the intercom and everyone stands up and every single classroom, there's always an American flag.
And you face the flag,
and everyone
right?
looks at the flag and puts their hand on their heart and says the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Which, like, for me, it was so normal growing up. But then when I started to have, like, friends who didn't grow up in that culture, mostly Germans, you're like, wait, this is weird that we're doing this. And there is definitely a sense of indoctrination that comes with that. Not saying that it's necessarily a bad thing. It's just something that's very uniquely American.
I mean, other countries do it too.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's something... Yeah, I mean, I think of China. I'm sure there's a large aspect to that as well.
Right.
But there's... I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing. It's just something that's very present.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't have to be a bad thing, but it also can be. I think it's definitely something that... In the U.S., correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you guys grow up not questioning that really, but it should be something that you can question. And then if you still feel like, oh, but I want to do that, mm-hmm. you can still do that. Of course, there's nothing really wrong with it. But just I think to us, what's weird looking at it from as an outsider, it's just like the fact that it's so normal to you guys,
yeah,
and you don't even question it. And the whole like facing the flag thing just reminds us of like some authoritarian countries,
exactly,
where you're forced to do that, or like where you're not allowed to step on a $1 bill because it has the king or the president or whoever on that bill, or you're not supposed to face away, like in Thailand, for example. I believe he's an emperor officially.
I think so.
I was there actually, I should probably know, but it's been a while. So they have portraits of him, like big pictures and painted images of him everywhere in the country. And for example, I remember this public train station where the waiting hall, all the chairs in the waiting hall were facing one direction. And it was weird. It was like an audience that's facing a stage, but it's a waiting hall for a train. So like usually in Western countries, you're used to just the chairs kind of being situated in a more comfortable
like lounge
pattern,
feel,
where
yeah,
like, yeah, the chairs are all around the wall. So like they're against the walls, and then you maybe have some seat groups in the middle to fill it out, but they're facing different directions.
Yeah.
But this was all just facing one direction. It was all facing the one portrait of the emperor, because you're not supposed to turn your back on him. And so those are all things I think that we just kind of, in Germany at least, I can't really speak for all other European or Western countries, because a lot of other European countries do have more patriotism in their culture ingrained. But to us at least, it's a little weird sometimes. We sometimes feel like, hold on, is this something we should maybe question? Is this something, is this brainwashing maybe in a way?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in some cases it is.
Yeah.
But then again, hopefully most Americans are very well educated and aware that they're not fully, you know, being brainwashed. But I think from a German perspective, we sometimes feel like that even adult Americans sometimes still are a little bit. Like that they feel like sometimes Americans struggle a little bit to criticize their own country. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I can recognize that as well, that, yeah, the sense of patriotism. I'm thinking right now of the example of like, if someone's a good person, like in the US, you often use the term like, oh, they're a good American, even if they're not Americans. Like American, the word and the concept is very much like, surrounded by this veil of like goodness, you know? And I think that's something that the US doesn't necessarily do the best at as far as dealing with some of the darker parts of our history. But it's also nice to have a positive outlook towards the future. And I think there are a lot of good things about American culture and American idealism. That, I mean, there's a reason that you like the US, and there are certain aspects to it that are very positive. So I think it's nice to have a little, you have the sense of community, but in my opinion, it's always important to hinterfragen.
Question.
To question why we do certain things. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's very present in the US. I mean, I don't want to get too much into like the theoretical discussion of if it's good or if it's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we both agree that there are certain aspects of the US that we would like to see more of in Germany and vice versa. And I think a little less patriotism in the US would be not a bad thing, and maybe a little bit more in Germany would be okay.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I definitely agree with that. Sometimes I think in the US, maybe that's only certain circles, but I feel like in some cases it's kind of implied that there's only black and white. Either you love the US and you're super patriotic, or you hate the US.
Yeah.
And that's just maybe a concept that I personally struggle with a little bit, because like I like it more the way that we do it, where it's like, I like a lot about the US, but there's also a lot that I don't like, or that I think could be improved, or that I think I see critical about the US. But the same about Germany, of course. Now, when it comes to Germany, like maybe describing the situation here a little bit more for those of you who've never been to Germany or aren't aware of this, patriotism in Germany is almost non-existent, at least in that sense that you guys have it.
Yeah.
And I think maybe some Americans are surprised by that, because, of course, Germany's always considered like maybe the country of the good engineering and the quality. And like, why wouldn't you be proud to be from that country? Of course, that has a lot of historical context from like, you know, the Nazi history and everything. And a lot of people like to, even Germans like to complain, hey, why can't we be proud? Like, we don't have to be ashamed for that history anymore. I mean, not ashamed, but it's not my fault. Like, I wasn't alive at that time. Like, why can't
I
be
proud? It's not your personal thing to be.
Responsibility. Yeah. That's not what all Germans believe. Like, a lot of Germans also believe it's a historical responsibility that we have inherited, which I believe that a little bit more. I think we're still you know, we still need to deal with it in a responsible way and everything. But that's not the point. So basically, some Germans are sad that they feel like, wait, just because we like screwed up in the past, we can't be proud to be Germans now. I personally would argue that that's not the only reason why we're not patriotic. Okay. I feel like it's also, it has to do a little bit with like coolness. And maybe that comes from a historical place, but I don't even think it does. And like in a lot of cases, when you think of like a typical German, like when we talked about like how Germans dress, like you can kind of, you can tell that a tourist is German, like when they're out in the wild, for example. And when you say like typisch Deutsch in German, that's not usually a good thing.
True.
That's a more like, oh, you're not cool. You're uncool. You're uptight.
Kartoffel.
It's not like, you're not a cool, easygoing person that people want to be like friends with.
Yeah.
And I think that's just kind of something that we've had in our culture for a long time, where it's like being German is like, as you said, it does have perks and we're aware of those, but we just don't think that being German is particularly a cool thing. And I think that also kind of plays into that just a little bit in like a cultural mindset, because that's kind of how I grew up with that mindset, is like, when we go to other countries and people ask us where we're from, we usually think, oh yeah, we're just from Germany, you know, like nothing special. Like, it's, you know, it's not that cool. US would be cool.
Which is funny, because that's the complete opposite of how Americans are.
I know.
Americans will show up with their big USA t-shirts and their hats and everything. It's so different.
So to describe, now I went a little bit more into the background of it all, but to describe what the situation is like when you come here and what you see and don't see, you won't see any German flags on houses. So like in the US, as you said, there's flags everywhere. And like when I came to the US, I was actually surprised by how many flags there were, because sometimes you think that it's just more present in media, in movies and TV shows, because they place everything on purpose.
Yeah.
But then you go there and really so many houses, residential houses, have an American flag at their front door or like porch. Mm-hmm. All these public buildings, or not all of them, but a lot of public buildings have an American flag. Yeah. I don't really know.
I'm pretty sure all public buildings, like government offices.
Even like the Cincinnati, I don't know if they have one, for example.
I mean, I would venture like in front of most office buildings, there's an American flag. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are flags everywhere.
Yeah, but long story short, there are flags everywhere. On the streets also, there's a lot of kind of like smaller towns that kind of frame their streets in flags.
Yeah.
And I think it usually comes up for like Memorial Day or bigger.
Or 4th of July.
Holidays, 4th of July. Then every lantern pole that's on the side of the street will have like a little flag, and it looks like you're in an amusement park almost. So you have that in the US, and you do not have that at all in Germany. So really, if someone were to put up a German flag at their house or even on their car or something like that, I kind of said that earlier, if your first thought would almost be, oh, that's a person that's right wing. And by that, I mean like very radical nationalist, which of course, given our history, we don't consider being nationalist something good per se.
Mm-hmm.
That can just very quickly go the wrong way.
Yeah.
And that's usually something that we're very careful with.
Mm-hmm.
The other occasion, though, like the only occasion where it's normal to see flags all over Germany, is when there's a sport event, usually a World Soccer World Cup or European Championship. Do you call it European Cup? No.
Euro Cup, I think.
Euro Cup. So for whatever reason, as soon as it comes to sports, especially soccer, but also like other sports too, but soccer is just like so big here, then suddenly everyone has their German flag out.
Yeah.
But then what it means is I support the German national soccer team.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm proud to be German. I mean, it does a little bit, but it mainly means I want our team to win. And suddenly we have patriotism in that specific context. Yeah. Don't ask me why we don't have it in other contexts. But when it comes to that, suddenly maybe it's just because it's not something that can be controversial.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not something that easily gets out of hand, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, even though it does sometimes, I mean, hooligans and stuff, I don't know. But for whatever reason, it's considered like soccer isn't about history. Like soccer is just soccer. It's about the talent, period.
Yeah.
It's about the game. And I think that's just maybe a good occasion for us to suddenly, and like we're usually good at soccer too, so that's maybe also why we like to be proud.
World Cup wasn't particularly
we're not going to talk about that but you know, generally Germany is a good soccer country, so maybe that's also something that we feel like we can be proud of. And it's weird because I mean, I grew up with, like, I don't really remember all the World Cups, but 2006, I was still like relatively young. I was like 12. Mm-hmm. That's when we had the Soccer World Cup in Germany. And that's really when I feel like the whole soccer patriotism, that's just what I'm going to call it, went to a whole other level. Because that was, we had the World Cup in Germany at home. Our team was really good. And we felt like this whole connection to the team, this like identifying with every player, like everyone in Germany, I feel like, rooted for this team. And like whenever the German team was playing, the streets were completely empty. It took like a whole different level. But long story short, we don't have that. We also don't sing the national anthem in school ever. We don't have anything like the Pledge of Allegiance.
Does, are you ever truly taught the national anthem?
Like, yeah.
Because I remember we were taught in like in grade school, like in music class, we learned the national anthem.
I believe it was music class or just like elementary school, just a normal class. Mm-hmm. We definitely learned it, that's for sure. But we, there's no occasions when you sing it except literally for soccer games or sports games when the national team is playing. Yeah. So that's another difference I wanted to mention is in the US, before regular sports games.
Literally before any sports game, there's always the national anthem, be it... Well, I say any. Like, obviously not, like, tiny little kids' games, like youth soccer. Maybe some youth... If it's a club game, they might have...
I've seen it on TV shows that they did it for, like, little kids, but maybe they just did it for the show.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm thinking of my niece who's really young, and she had a soccer game, and obviously, like, they're way too young to have it for that. But, like, definitely in, before every single high school football game.
And other
soccer
sports.
Soccer. Before... Tennis, we didn't have it.
You didn't? Okay.
No, but where there's normally a decent-sized crowd, they play the national anthem before.
Yeah, and that's crazy. We don't have that. The only time when you'll hear that is when the German national team is playing, and then they'll play the other team's anthem as well. But there's no reason for us, like, in my mind, being a German growing up in this country, why would we do that kind of? Like, I know you guys do, but it's like... But why? Like, because if if a German club is playing against another German club, like, obviously we're German...
Yeah.
That's just not a ritual that we do.
And like another thing too that's interesting when it comes to sports games is you normally don't just sing the national anthem, especially at football games. But even in high school, they have the what they call the color guard. So military people from the Army Reserve or some sort of military, some branch of the military, they'll have people carrying the flag on the field. So like they'll normally be like three people. Sometimes there's a drummer. Sometimes it's just three flags. Like you have the, like they say it's the Marines who are doing it. You have the Marine flag, you have the U.S. flag, and you'll have the flag of the state of Ohio that are marched out onto the field.
Yeah.
And then they sing the national anthem and then they get off the field and then the game starts.
Don't they sometimes also have the parachutes for some games? Or like the planes even?
Yeah, in high school, not so much.
Yeah, but in college, but I think they did at UC. Yeah,
they make a huge deal out of that.
Like
sometimes.
Literally you'll see like
the flag flying down sometimes too.
Yeah, and like coming down with the flag or even like little planes that would fly in like a choreographed thing. It's crazy. I mean, and just like the American colors and the American flag too are just so present in the country in other ways too, whether it's like 4th of July, of course that's the national holiday, but other holidays as well, you'll just see these colors everywhere. And it's like, that's almost like, that's our, how do you say, celebratory? You know,
celebratory?
Celebratory?
Yeah.
Like colors. Like instead of, you know, having your own colors for each holiday, like, oh, well, just, the American flag is just our decoration, kind of. Not for all of it, not for Christmas, of course, but just it's such a festive symbol, basically. Yeah.
I wonder, I hadn't thought about this before, but I'm just wondering if maybe in Ohio we get a slightly skewed view of that because the state flag of Ohio has the same colors as the flag of the United States.
I never even thought about that.
But like Kentucky, maybe. I mean, a lot of the other states have different colored flags. But either way, I mean, American flags are everywhere. I'm just wondering if it's slightly more skewed because the Ohio flag shares the same colors.
Maybe. That could be a thing. But yeah, I wanted definitely to talk about flags, which we just did.
But
so.
We didn't even get... There's like protocol behind flags US too. Like if the flag touches the ground, technically like it's been destroyed sometimes. And like there's proper ways to dispose of flags. Like there's a whole flag code. I feel like we've talked about that before on the episode, the podcast.
Was it because I sometimes wrap an American flag around me do my YouTube videos and I've gotten so much hate, not hate. I've gotten a lot of people telling me, hey, you're not supposed to do that. And I'm just like, I don't want to say, hey, I don't care, but if I'm just doing a skit and I'm trying to like clarify that I'm portraying an American in this case. And if people wear American flag bikinis,
that's what I was
going
to say.
Then I don't see why this is an issue.
Like, on the one hand, there's all of this reverence for the flag and like the code and the law, not laws, it's not necessarily laws, but the codes of the way that you're supposed to treat the flag. But then on the other hand, people will get it tattooed on them.
Yeah.
They have bikini, like, it's on
they
clothes.
They do disrespectful things with
so
them.
There's definitely a little bit of hypocrisy when it comes to that. But yeah, someone sitting there in an American flag shirt telling you that you can't wrap the flag around you is a little hypocritical, but...
Yeah, I try to do it a little bit less now, but maybe it's just like a Trotzreaktion. I'm kind of like, you know what? Sorry that you feel hurt, but that really shouldn't be something that you feel hurt by. Like, I'm obviously not insulting the U.S. with this. Like, I'm not saying... If I were to wear it and then, like, say, oh, this is the shittiest country in the world, I would get it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's just for the sake of a comedy skit.
Exactly. But that's something that you don't see in Germany is, like, flags on clothing.
No.
The only thing I can think of, and I haven't seen it much here, but I've seen it in the U.S., some people who wear, like, camouflage jackets... Oftentimes there are camouflage jackets that have the German flag on it that I've seen
really?
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like just a tiny little flag on the sleeve. Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you mean, but I can't really say anything about that. But I mean, you will again see it for soccer.
Yeah.
For like World Cups, people will wear jerseys, obviously, the German national team jerseys, but also other type of merchandise that
Like lays or hats. And,
has the German flag, the German colors. But yeah, again, that's kind of like the only occasion where that seems to be socially accepted and normal and like a thing where it's more similar to what you guys do in the US, where it's more like, if you don't wear it, like, why not?
Yeah.
But in general, the whole flag thing is kind of foreign to me because we don't usually have, like, my school never had a German flag. That would be weird. Like, our schools don't have flags, but just in general, we don't really do flags. We don't have the Munich flag or the Bavarian flag either. It's just not really something that happens a lot.
The Bavarian flag, I would say, I see is more present than anything else.
That's true.
See more Bavarian colors and the pattern of the Bavarian flag than I would the German flag.
Yeah, but what I just meant was more like a school, for example, belongs to the Freistaat Bayern, that's like run by the state. It's not like a rule that they have to have all the flags that belong to this building. Whereas like what we just said, like a Cincinnati building, for example, would probably somehow have like the Ohio flag and the U.S. flag.
Yeah.
And does Cincinnati have its own flag?
I'm sure it does, but I don't know what it looks like.
Maybe something like that, you know, but we don't really do that in Germany. Bavarian flags, though, for sure, for some reason, maybe it has to do with also the Bavarian history, because I think we mentioned it. Bavaria is kind of the Texas of Germany. Yeah. There are some movements within Bavaria and even political parties that want Bavaria to be its own country. Again, because like historically we used to be our own kingdom, but all the other places in Germany used to be their own kingdoms and duchies or whatever too.
Yeah.
But Bavaria just always seemed to have been a little bit more patriotic in terms of I'm Bavarian.
Yeah.
And maybe also because we didn't commit all the crimes of the Holocaust as Bavarians. It's not like Bavaria wasn't part of it. Like, we were very much part of it. But maybe because that's a German thing and not specifically a Bavarian thing, it seems to be less controversial to say I'm a proud Bavarian. And then, of course, we have all our own culture, dialects, and a lot of people are proud to be that. So, like, you'll definitely see some people, like, if they will have a flag for fun, basically for a personal choice, you'll definitely in Munich see more Bavarian flags than German flags.
But,
that is true.
But besides flags, what else would you say, Feli, is a big difference in patriotism between the two countries?
I mainly just wanted to talk about the anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance, which we already did. I mean, one thing we said earlier, like you talk about being a good American and like the pride, but also just in general how you talk about this is the best country in the world.
Yeah.
Like just terminology that people use in the US.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that I think is funny now that I don't live in the U.S., just when I watch some U.S. programs and people will be like, when they're talking about world issues, they'll accidentally say country instead of the world, in the sense of like, from the American perspective, the world is the U.S. oftentimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, we're the best country in the world. There's so much focus on the U.S., U.S., U.S. and how quote unquote great it is, which there are great things about it. But yeah, there's very much this focus on the goodness of the U.S., that I don't see here. And maybe it has to do with geography in the sense that there aren't as many countries surrounding the U.S. You just have Canada in the north and Mexico in the south. But I think historically also a lot of people coming to the U.S. for opportunity has to do right. with that. And a lot of people worked hard to try to be able to come to the U.S. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense why maybe culturally there would be this identity of we are hardworking people that have gone through a lot to be able to get to where we are now.
Yeah.
But there are definitely negative aspects to the U.S. that the patriotism as it is in mainstream culture leaves out a lot of people and a lot of history. So if your history kind yeah. of falls into the storyline that the patriotism represents, then it's great. But I think there's so much diversity in the U.S. that a lot of that patriotism can lead to some uncomfortable conversations, or a lot of people don't identify with that patriotism because yeah. of some of the historical aspects of what's happened in the U.S. But that's getting deep again.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I have one more thing to say about that. I think we mentioned that in some episode about, I don't even remember which topic it was, where we talked about kind of like the definition of patriotism. And like what I said earlier, I feel like in the U.S., patriotism is often that black and white thing. Not always, of course, mm-hmm. but a lot of people consider it as like either you hate the U.S. or you love it.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. It can't be both, and you can't criticize it and still mm-hmm. love it for whatever reason. I don't understand that. But what you just said, I think that's how I would view patriotism more. That's not really how it's considered in the U.S., but where it's like if you love something, you want to improve it.
Yeah.
And if you love something, you want to be able to see its weaknesses
yeah.
so that you can make it even better. And I think that's just kind of a different definition of patriotism mm-hmm. that I personally feel like makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you love a person, you don't always just want to tell them how great they are. And if they screw something up, you don't tell them. Like if you love someone, you want them to know, hey, this maybe wasn't okay, but I love you and like I want you to do better in the future.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, that's not really the perception that I think most Americans think of mm-hmm. when they think of being patriotic and
yeah.
having patriotism in the U.S.
I don't know. I think it can...
Some of them do, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think also the Midwest is obviously different than other areas of the yeah. U.S. I think when you think about patriotism, you tend to think of the South.
Mm-hmm.
And like, especially when we're talking about sporting events, like football is huge in the South. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of... I'd say the South is more conservative as well. So there... Depending on where you are in the U.S., you're going to experience patriotism slightly different, or
yeah.
maybe the opinions that people have. Like in New England, people tend to be a little bit more liberal, or definitely more liberal, so they
yeah.
might share some of the outlooks that we have on the topic of patriotism. But there are certain things that no matter where you are in the U.S., you're going to experience, like all of the flags, the music
yeah,
at
sure.
The national anthem at sporting events. Those things take place everywhere.
Yeah. Maybe the last thing that I would want to address is what we said in the beginning is like, would it be better if Germany was a little bit more patriotic? Mm-hmm. Would this be a good thing about the country? Are we missing that? And I think in a way, yeah, a little bit, because as I said earlier, growing up in Germany, you never consider it to be cool to be German. And I'm saying this from my personal experience. I'm sure mm-hmm. there are many Germans who grow up in this country and think it's really cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you said, there's like the German potato, like Deutsche Kartoffel, Alman, being uptight. All the German stereotypes aren't usually positive. I mean, no, they're positive in a way, like being punctual can be a positive thing,
mm-hmm.
but we don't really stand for fun, basically, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Which I think is funny though, because I think they're quite, I mean, especially nowadays, modern German culture is fun. There are a lot of cool people,
yeah.
like, I mean, there are a lot of cool things about Germany and German culture and
right.
like modern people that is different than obviously the traditional stereotypes. And I think those are the things that I think would be cool if they were brought a little bit more to the forefront
yeah.
and people could be proud of it.
But even the traditional stereotypes, people always used to party hard, but for
yeah.
whatever reason, when you say typical German, that's not what you think
yeah.
of. And I think it would be cool if like growing up as a German, you could have a little bit more pride because
mm-hmm.
That would be nice. And it's also like a nice way of identification. I think that's something that we haven't really brought up yet. But if you do all those things with your teammates and your classmates and your friends, you do feel connected in a way.
Yeah.
You do feel like, okay, it's an empowerment in a way too. And so I'm not saying we should have that in a very strong way. And like, I
yeah.
do very much believe that we are still responsible for what this country has, all the harm that we have caused in the past. And I think it's very important that we never forget that and that we always learn about it. And
mm-hmm.
I think we do have a special role in this world and a special responsibility. But just a little bit more, just teeny
yeah.
tiny bit more, wouldn't hurt, I don't think.
Yeah.
Just like realizing what's good about this country. Because
mm-hmm.
you said, Germans do realize that, but not all of us do until we kind of leave the country.
Yeah.
Like, not all Germans realize how safe it is here. We kind of know, okay, compared to like Africa. And recently, I think most Germans also realize that compared to the US, we're a safe country. But growing up here, you just take it for granted.
Yeah.
You don't really, you know, that's not really something that comes up in your mind when you think about, you know, I'm German. Oh, great. It's a safe country. So I think that would be cool if we're, I don't know how we would achieve it, but if we could just move a little bit more into that direction where we could, where normal people could be a little bit more patriotic, but not in an extreme right-wing context, is what I'm saying, I think.
Yeah. I don't know who we have to talk to and what initiatives we have to start to make that a thing, but...
Yeah, I think that would just have to be a cultural movement that somehow
happens. Everyone just agrees.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's ever going to happen and where all those patriotic movements are going to lead us, because again, right now, the world is... It's politically difficult right now, and I think patriotism in general is closely connected to a lot of those movements in not just the US, but also other European countries, also Germany.
Yeah.
But long story short, I think that's not something that we can really predict or say too much about. But those were our observations about the differences in patriotism. And-
Yeah. No, I think that it's a really interesting topic to talk about. Yeah. So if you guys have different opinions or have examples of patriotism that you've seen in your home, or maybe you're not from the US or from Germany and patriotism is lived differently in your country than it is in ours. Let us know in the comments in the YouTube video. Feel free to reach out to us via our email. We want to hear from you all.
Yeah. I would like to know also if you're a German, how you look at this. Would you also think it would be cool if we had a little bit more patriotism, or do you feel like it's good the way it is and we really don't need it? And as soon as there would be more patriotism, it really goes into a dangerous direction, because I could also see Germans think that. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
So yeah, make sure that you all reach out to us and let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
But this has been a fun, hopefully a little shorter episode.
Yeah. We don't even know right now. Yeah.
We don't have something to look at to see how long we've been recording, but it feels like it was a little shorter. Let's hope but yeah, thank you for listening to our opinions and supporting our podcasts. Feely, if they want to follow us or support us further, how would they do that?
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Activate the bell on YouTube, subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of the above, wherever you're listening. That's it. And you can also follow us on Instagram, for example.
Yeah. You can reach out to us on Instagram as well with your thoughts. And with that, I would say that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening, and we will see you all in 2 weeks.
Yes. Tschüss.
Ciao.